Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I want to welcome you on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Before we start the message today, we'd like to extend an invitation for you to come and join us for services this morning. Now, this morning's services will be starting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. for worship services. We'll have a 4 p.m. prayer meeting and then 4:30 worship services. Now, Independence Baptist Church is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestell, Missouri. And Forestell is right there off of I-70, Interstate 70. It's right between Wentzville and Wright City. Now, our phone number is 636-673-2180 if you want to give us a call this morning for directions. You can also log on to our website, which is www.independencebaptist.org. We need to go ahead and get started with today's message, but it's kind of a quick reminder. We are currently studying in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. And Pastor Reynolds has been using this passage to show God's plan or God's method for teaching us how to learn to live by faith. And as he mentioned before, living by faith does not come natural to us. Our natural minds wants to worry, it wants to fret, it wants to complain about the situations that surround us. And last week, we stopped at kind of a critical point. We stopped right in the middle of verse 6. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and read verses 4 down through verse 6. And then when I'm finished, Pastor Reynolds will go ahead and start. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer. And then he says, supplication. Supplication indicates simply that we tell God what our problems are. We tell God what we're facing. We explain to God what it is all about. So this is the way. He gives us a method whereby we can address God with our concerns. But then he says something that I do not want to see. The next two words are words that gave me personally a lot of trouble, because it said with thanksgiving. Now, I could understand some of the other. When it says, but in everything by prayer, that is addressing God, and by supplication is letting God know, but the thanksgiving part, that was for someone else. But here's the thing. This method that God has given will not work without the thanksgiving. I know personally it won't work without the thanksgiving. I know it won't. I've tried it. I've done everything in there. I remember going through this passage with some difficulties that I was facing many, many years ago. And I did everything that it said, and still I was in great stress. And I kept reading this over again and again and again. But I never saw those words with thanksgiving. And I'm telling you the honest truth, I didn't see them. And I was about to give up. And I read that one more time, praying that God would open my eyes to see what was going on. And I saw that with thanksgiving. And immediately, I rebelled. Immediately, I rebelled. I'm not thanking you for that. How can I thank? How can I thank you for giving me this misery and this trouble? What kind of God are you anyway? I don't know if I want to serve you or not. Did I really say that? Yes, I did. I sure did. I'm being honest with you. I did say that. Moreover, I felt it. With every fiber of my being, I felt it. Because I didn't like the situation I was in, what I was facing, or the future of it. And guess what? I didn't get any relief. And that led me on another study. It led me on another study. You know, when Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount that I should love my enemies and I should pray for them that hate me and despitefully use me, that was the next passage that came up. And I didn't ordain that one. But God did. And I found, as I read that passage, God, I don't think I like that one either. But I'll do what you said. And I found that I could not pray for that person that was hurting me without loving them. I could not. And I began to love them, and they continued to do their thing against me. But that's okay. That's their problem. I discovered an invaluable truth. That was their problem. And I did not need to make their problem my problem. I've got enough of my own. That's what I came to. But I hadn't found a solution. And I was in great turmoil. And I went back to Philippians chapter 4 and looked at that with thanksgiving again. And having a little more understanding about it, I began to thank God for my troubles. And I began to understand that God always gives the absolute best that He can to His children. God doesn't withhold anything from us. He gave Jesus for us. Why would He withhold anything? He gave His all. I understood He was giving the best He could give to me. And so I began to thank God. And I began to get some peace from God. Now, we'll see what happened in verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. And I found this invaluable to thank God if He chastens me or whatever He does. Thank God for that thing that I do not like that is happening in my life. Why? The Scripture says in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Didn't say everything was good, but said everything works together for good. So I knew God had a purpose and a plan in the things that He was doing in my life, teaching me something else. What's the subject? What's the title? Learning to Live by Faith. It's not natural. It's not supernatural. It's spiritual. We are carnal. Paul said in Romans 7, we are carnal. Paul, the missionary, the apostle, said, we are carnal. We are. Living by faith is not natural. We ought to learn how. And he's telling us how in this verse 6. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And it was at this point, you see, when I made my supplication, I was presenting before God the situation I was in. But when I am thankful to God, then He will hear my request. And my request is, make it right. That's my request. Make it right, make me right. That's my request. Notice in verse 6, let your request be made known unto God. You think God doesn't already know? Yeah, I think He does too. But you're supposed to tell God. You're supposed to tell God. You talk to God anyway. The Bible talks about Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 26, that the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so, it's not just the words that you say, but it's the anguish of your heart that God understands and that touches God. And that's what it's about. But notice in verse 7, and we're looking for this, right? He said, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep, that is, guard. The word keep there means to guard. Your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What? See, verse 7, that's what I'm looking for, is the peace of God. Let me tell you, peace of God's good. But that's not all there is. That's not all there is. The peace of God will come upon you only after you go and present to God what it is that's troubling to your heart, that's troubling to you. And you thank God for it. You thank God for what has happened. And you'll have the peace of God. That's what He says. That's what the Scripture says. And it'll work. I'm telling you, it'll work just like that. But the task is not done. God will give you peace. But the task is not done at all. He'll give you a peace that passeth all understanding. So now, you're rejoicing in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Is of God indeed. Because this is how it happens. While your troubles may remain, the peace of God is with you. And notice that it guards our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It is the peace of God that guards, that puts a barrier protecting our fragile heart and our most fragile mind. Because it's often true that mountains are made out of molehills. And we think one thing, we see one thing, and then suddenly we have it full grown into some type of thing that it never will be. Never was intended, but in our minds it's there. But that doesn't mean that God put it there. And we need this peace of God. We need God to guard our hearts and our minds.
You know, verse 6 has some really easy things. When you think about it, there's some easy things in there and there's some hard things in there. But I love the results in verse 7. You know, verse 7 tells us that God's peace is going to keep our hearts and our minds. But you know, what we need to remember, of course, is that we don't get the peace of God that comes in verse 7 until we've done what He's told us to do in verse 6. It's so easy to go to God in prayer when we need help, to take our troubles and our trials and our requests to Him. But you know, what we need to do is do it with a thankful heart, realizing that He's in control and what He has planned is best, even if we don't understand it. And verse 7, the results in verse 7, they aren't going to come until we've not only went to Him with our trials and our troubles, but we've went to Him with a thankful heart. You know, when I think about that, I have to admit, I think about so many of the different psalms that David wrote. And in so many of his psalms, he states the problems and the trials, but he always ends by acknowledging that God is in control and that God's going to bless. An example of this is actually in Psalms chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. And so I'm going to read that to you before we close. It says, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God, Selah. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. You know, he states his problem, but he says, you know what? I know, God, that you're in control. I know that you're going to bless. He's thankful even in the trouble that he's got. He's confident in what God's going to do. Well, we pray that the message about learning to live by faith has been a blessing to you. We want to remind you, of course, that there's still one more installment of this message. So be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for the conclusion of Learning to Live by Faith.